This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Watched that video so many times. And we've heard and we've seen videos like this before, which I'm sure is probably running through his mind of large mob and mob mentality was certainly taking effect there with those kids. They're laughing like hyenas as their friends are beating up this guy, this stranger who's looking for his phone. There's cases where the guy dies, where the mob kills the adult because they can, and they find joy in it at the time, and then later that goes horribly wrong. I don't know. I mean, yes, this is horrible. It is horrible that someone died. But if you're going to make the decision as a 17-year-old, you're not an idiot at 17. I mean, a lot of people are into a young adulthood and beginning life. If you're going to make the decision to go and attack a stranger who's looking for a phone in a mob of people, and you get attacked back, in someone defending themselves, I don't know. When I was a kid, I would consider death as a real possibility for myself if I'm going to do that. I don't know what this guy is capable of doing. And he clearly was seeing what they were capable of doing. They had already overpowered him.
Yeah, I'm very conflicted on this from the beginning, this particular case.
Yeah.
Because I agree so strongly with self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we're taught in the FBI, as an example, is if somebody comes at you unarmed, but you know that they are martial art trained,
mm-hmm.
You are allowed to shoot them because we train on once they close and are on you, they can incapacitate you and kill you mm-hmm. with their hands. Before you can ever react,
mm-hmm.
By even trying to draw your weapon after you're engaged in the hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
And in fact, the statistics on what we call hand-to-feet murders is so high. People really don't really understand that. They don't know, that everybody thinks, oh, gun, knife, bludgeoned, but hand and foot killings are also quite high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're talking about here. These mobs that come and basically beat somebody to death.
Mm-hmm.
So I was conflicted.
Yeah.
But it could not sit well with me. And then plus looking at the legal standards there in Wisconsin, it did not sit well with me that he lied. Because I think if you truly believe in your own innocence, if you believed what you did was just, you say that and you don't lie.
But I think you can go and say, I have guilt about what you did, but it doesn't necessarily mean it was wrong what you did in defending himself. I mean, I think there's that caveat to it. Like, I mean, anyone, I think, just a decent human being. And I mean, this guy has no record. I would assume he's a fairly decent person outside of this moment. I think even if you're defending yourself, you would feel guilt about pulling that knife out and stabbing somebody, not necessarily because you shouldn't have done it to defend yourself, but because people did, in fact, get injured. You didn't want that to have happen. But again, does that mean that's wrong? And it's interesting because it's almost defined by the state if it's wrong or not. Had this happened in Texas, had this happened in Florida, I think we'd be having a very different verdict. I think we'd be very much looking at stand your ground, and he stood his ground. I know Wisconsin's not that, but at the end of the day, we're talking about, laws that people make in states. It doesn't necessarily change emotions when you're in that state of panic and trauma.
Well, two things there. We know by the popcorn verdict, and I always point that one out because that was literally somebody throwing popcorn at somebody at a movie theater. In that case, I'm very well versed in.
Mm-hmm.
And he shot the guy and he killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, acquitted. And again, to your point, it's all about the laws in that state. And
yeah.
He felt his life was in jeopardy because of how things had escalated. And certainly, if this would have been in those states, as you said, I 100% agree with you. Whether he ditched the knife, whether he lied, he would have been exonerated, I think, in those states. But, Tony, where I think we're going to see some leniency with him is at sentencing.
Yeah.
Still, you have that felony on your conviction, and my gosh, it's homicide.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine he's going to get a very stiff sentence here.
Yeah. I hope not. I really don't. I mean, it's tragic all around. Everybody made really bad choices that day. I don't think anybody intended to kill anybody at the end of the day, but it happened. And there was consequences to reckless behavior. And unfortunately, that's what it was. And also at the end of the day, emotions are going to be emotions, whether you're in Texas or Wisconsin, probably would react the same way, you know?
Yeah. The other thing is just going again from the victim side, boy, if I were a parent, if I were loved with this kid was 17, he had his whole life ahead of him. Did he instigate this? Was he in the wrong? Yes, but boy, Tony, did he deserve to lose his life?
Oh, yeah, certainly. He did not deserve, nobody deserved to die in this case. If I was a parent, though, too, and I saw that video, and if I saw my kids attacking somebody like that, I would be horrified. And I wouldn't be looking at them, though, as in the right either. And I think that's another part that we're kind of missing in this whole thing is, what the hell? Like, what is going on with these kids in their minds that they think this is an acceptable thing to do or it's fun and great? That's a really weird thing. And I think speaks probably more to a societal problem than it does just these kids, because this stuff is happening everywhere.
I'm glad you brought it up. I've been posting and I'm going to post again today. Another one I just saw where these kids just beat almost to death another individual, or coaxing on one individual to almost kill the other individual, you know, just beat them mercilessly. Yeah. And I've been posting some of these videos to say, what is happening?
Yeah.
These are kids, you know, they're young, and how can, you know, what has changed? But I do believe, at least in this situation, the Apple River, definitely alcohol and who knows what else had a lot to do with the poor judgment of these kids in this situation. I'm not providing an excuse. Mm-hmm. I'm just providing an explanation to some degree as to how this could have elevated.
It's part of the recipe. And unfortunately, in the state of Wisconsin, alcohol is involved in almost everything. I grew up there. and yeah, you like church picnics, there's booze. I mean, there's booze at all sorts of places. You don't really realize how weird that is until you get out of there and you're like, oh, this isn't like this in any other state, unless you're like in Germany or something. But the Wisconsin drinking habits are the worst in this country. Statistically, we know that. And unfortunately, so many bad things do happen there because of the booze. So is it an excuse? No, but it certainly does help us understand the state that everyone was in.
Tragic. Tony, I'm hoping that he gets at the lowest end of the guidelines.
Yeah.
And that a lot of lessons can be learned by everyone who saw that video and who saw the outcome.
Yep.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.